Welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman, Program Manager here at Microsoft in the Windows Phone Division. And today, you may have noticed this week we launched a brand new Windows Phone Developer Center online. And I'm joined today by Ash Wahi, Program Manager for the Developer Center. Ash is going to walk us through some of the new features of this Developer Center.
Hi, my name is Ash. I'm a Program Manager in the Windows Phone organization. I'm part of the team that is responsible for building the Dev Center. I'm really happy to be here and take our customers through the new Dev Center.
Awesome. So, you know, one of the things that strikes me when I look at this, it's incredibly cleaner design than we had before. Much easier to look at, much easier to see how you get to things.
Yeah, so we invested a lot in just uncluttering the App Hub as it currently was and came up with this new design, which is very simple to understand. We have a very simple navigation structure and these quick links that really take you into the tasks that we see our developers going back to again and again.
Right. Submitting an app, because the main thing people want to do here is actually just submit that app for publication.
Yes, submit app, getting the SDK and viewing samples. Mm-hmm. They happen to be the three most commonly performed tasks in the Dev
Center. The things
people
want to do.
Correct.
Now, we've also done a lot of work to integrate all of these different disparate experiences into one portal.
Correct. Let's just dive into this and go. So what we have here is the home page. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, very simple navigation structure. You can access your dashboard. You can view your SDK library content. You can go to community and then help, which I'll go into in a few minutes. This is right below the navigation structure is the hero control. This is what we will use to publish and feature the most relevant information for our Windows Phone developers. Right below the hero control, you have three quick links, submit app, get SDK, and view samples. As I mentioned, these are quick links into these three workflows. And below that, relevant information about Windows Phone Dev Center, some videos, and our news and blog. So let me, one thing that I would like to point out here is, if you're not registered, mm-hmm. And you hit submit app, we will automatically take you into the registration workflow.
Got it.
You can also do that by going to join the program topic and help.
Okay.
So let me do this. Let me start with help, community, develop, and then finally we'll get into the dashboard, which is a rich experience on how to manage your applications.
Let's start with help.
Help is where you can find all the information that you need to either join the program, how to submit an app, how to monitor apps that have already been submitted. So anything and everything you need to know about, how your apps are doing.
It's really about using the Dev Center, right?
Correct.
If you have questions about using the Dev Center, registration, submission, payout, reporting, all of that stuff, the basic help information is in help.
That is correct.
And so that's just to help people differentiate that from developer documentation, which is a separate category of content.
Yes, and developers should expect that as we will continue to improve both the experience in the help section, mm-hmm. and we'll also publish new content as we move towards the next version of Windows Phone. For example, the What's New document that's linked from our homepage today, you can come here and find go directly to it from the help section.
Got it. And those three links on the left-hand side persist throughout the site, the submit app, get SDK, view samples.
Right.
Because we know those are the three things people most want to do, and they always want to get at those categories.
Correct. So one click, and you can start the submit app workflow. Community is where we have links to the MSDN forum.
Okay.
And also to all the relevant social networking sites and other resources that our developers find useful.
And those forums now are directly integrated into the portal, and they're the MSDN forums. We've centralized on one forum for the entire company.
Correct. So this is where, if you are a developer that is also posting responses in the Windows 8 Dev Center, you'll be recognized for those responses, and those get carried as you move.
You have the same identity, and reputation is carried across
exactly
all of those different categories of content.
Exactly. Here we have two main sections: Windows Phone Development, and then Windows Phone Dev Center. This is where you know, you can engage our support team and also our engineering team if you have questions on how to use the Dev Center or if you're running into some sort of an issue.
Right. So these you're only seeing the Windows Phone. It's this filtered view, view on the MSDN forums, but they are the MSDN forums.
That is correct.
So that's the key point to recognize here. Yes. And you can search right here too as well.
Exactly. Develop is a section where anything and everything you need to know about how to build a great Windows Phone application, mm-hmm. develops is where you should go.
And so here we're looking at a view on the MSDN library.
That is correct.
Actually our MSDN library documentation in the context of the developer portal, and you no longer have to go to a different site to see the MSDN library.
Exactly. So this was very key when we talk about new experience and new UI. Integrating these assets into Dev Center was very key. And we really wanted to make Dev Center the place, if you're the Windows Phone developer, the place to come and both view your content, manage mm-hmm. your app submissions, and really make it a center. So that the
you don't
center
have to go anywhere
really
else.
Seriously.
You don't have to go anywhere.
That is correct. So great. So this is, you know, this is kind of the overall experience. Now let's jump into dashboard. One thing that you'll see here is that we've once again simplified how you view the information in the dashboard. There are three sections here: messages, money, and highlights. Messages is where you'll see all kinds of messages around your account. For example, if there was an email ID that wasn't verified, that mm-hmm. hasn't been verified, if we wanted you to update your tax profile, you will see messages appear in the account section under messages. This account that I'm using right now is up to date, so you know that's what the message is saying here. This is where we'll show you your top four apps and how they are as they go through the certification process. If there are messages, this is you can quickly go to the app and then mm-hmm. view the errors. My money is where you can see how much you've gotten paid to date, very important, and also what your last payment was.
Got it.
And highlights is three reports. Quickly, you can do a quick glance at your app download reports, in-app purchase report. Now, this is something that's going to come in the next
Windows
version of Windows
8.
Phone, and then crash counts. So this is a quick view into your the top three reports that we find developers using again and again.
Awesome.
Yes. So let's dive into reports now. Reports is where you can
the full view of the reports,
more filters. You can filter the app downloads reports by country, give it a start date and an end date. What we've added in this release of Dev Center is purchase type.
This is something I've seen a lot of people are excited about.
Yes,
ability to see the performance of trial versions versus paid versions.
Yes.
And how that is impacting the actual pickup of their app.
Yes. So this is something that has, was something that developers asked for a lot, and we're really happy to provide that. In our purchases, as we just talked, will be something that'll be available in the
people are anxiously awaiting for Windows Phone 8.
This will be great for developers, and then My Money is where you can see reports. Let me specify a date where actually was getting paid. You can see your monthly payouts and how they have trended. We've added a couple of new things to some of the exports into Excel. One of them for the My Money report is we've added a new column called exchange rate.
Okay.
Developers will see that that column is blank, but as we continue to move our backend infrastructure onto a newer infrastructure, that column will start to get
so we're not quite reporting exchange rate just yet, but it's something we'll have shortly.
Yes, that is correct. And then one more thing around app downloads in the export, we also break down the paid paid downloads by without trial and after trial, so you can see how effective your trials are and whether your customers see the value prop of your app right away and don't even hit trial, or whether they try your app first and then installs. Finally, the crash count report. This is where you can see how your crash counts are trending.
And this is where you can download the traces too.
That is correct. And we have added an app version column to the export here.
Very useful.
And this is also something that we will start to collect in the next version of the Windows Phone.
Great. And so we sort of skipped over registration.
Let's talk about that under account.
Okay.
So this account is already registered, but some of the improvements we've made to registration.
We've radically simplified it, haven't we?
It is much more reliable than it was, and then we've added a lot of markets, as we discussed earlier. So you can now register from many more markets than you could.
Right.
And then also, we've also increased the number of markets that you can get paid from.
Right. And so if you're in one of those markets where you can't get paid, you can only submit free apps.
Correct.
But we're trying to push out the boundaries as fast as we can to bring payments to more and more people.
Correct. And you can now also edit your contact info directly from DevCenter, which is people.
That's a
people
great,
really
great
like that.
Yeah.
And a couple of new things. One is your tax profile. So you can now enter. All the tax forms are now online, so you can actually enter your tax profile.
That's
and create
huge.
A tax form.
That's I've seen a lot of developers unhappy about the fact that they had to file a piece of paper.
Yes, our BizOps team, when I go into their offices, they have airmail envelopes, and these are usually tax forms from all our developers.
Right. So this is a great improvement. We've entered the electronic age.
That's correct.
We are now accepting electronic tax forms.
Yes, and then you can also. Either link to your existing PubCenter account or create a new PubCenter account directly from DevCenter.
That's great. For folks who are using the Microsoft Advertising Control or want to use Microsoft Advertising Control,
correct.
Now the PubCenter account infrastructure, which is where you manage that AdCenter account, is associated and integrated, at least the setup of it, is integrated with the DevCenter here.
Correct. So, and then also, Windows Phone 8 Dev Center, we've done a number of improvements there, which is we are sharing your contact info and your bank info with Windows 8
with
Dev
Windows
Center.
With Windows 8.
Correct.
Right. So if you are currently a Windows Phone developer and you go to join the Windows Marketplace store once they open up,
right.
I believe they may not have opened up just yet, but they will be.
They are in the process of rolling out. You
right.
know, and
once you go to do that, all of your metadata around your account information will be automatically populated.
So you don't have to, fill your account info again. And
right.
Bank info again.
And this is a sign of things to come. We obviously want to drive alignment and integration as tightly as we can, as much as makes sense, as quickly as we can.
That's right.
And so this is just the first step,
this is the first step.
Can look forward to much more in that way in years to come.
Great. And then phones is where you manage all the phones registered to your account.
Sure. As a developer, of course, if you want to test with a commercially acquired Windows Phone device, you have to unlock that phone by registering it through the DevCenter. So one of the main reasons people initially sign up with DevCenter is because they want to test on a real device.
That's right.
And this is where you'll manage those phones. It's much easier to get at now. I remember having a hard time finding where it was previously, but it looks like it's very clear to find here under account.
Yes. And then finally, certificates. So if your app uses the Microsoft push notifications, this is where you can manage your certificates. So great. And then apps. This is your app list.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed, it was very quick.
Yeah, it's
yes.
extremely
so we've,
quick.
We've made, there's a lot of back-end improvements that we've made to make the overall site more responsive and more reliable. And this is something that there isn't a user experience for, but people will see this and observe this as they go through the different workflows on the site.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think performance is actually a huge component of user experience.
Yeah.
And I think that the amount of work that goes into performance, in fact, I think most developers will agree that optimizing performance is one of the most critical, most time-consuming, most complicated aspects of any software project.
Yes.
Is trying to drive up the quality of that performance. And so you guys have obviously spent a ton of time thinking this through and delivering on a new set of infrastructure pieces that deliver better performance.
And developers should continue to see more improvements. We already have a bunch of them lined up, for our future releases, which is great. And the work of a performance engineer is never really done.
Right.
So this is great. Now, this is where you can see your apps. We've added a search box, so if you have tons of apps, you can betas or public ones, you can quickly search for them. So let's just look at one of them. So this is where you can see the life cycle of the app. This is if, you know, these couple of apps, this app particularly has already been published. You can see some quick stats on this app. You know, this is, once again, the app download data for this app, the crash report data, and then it doesn't have in-app purchases right now, but you can expect that soon. And then reviews.
Wow.
You can see reviews for this app, and we've now make it available to you so that you can see all the reviews for this app in one view, as opposed to clicking through country by country. And we've also shortened the list of countries. We don't show you the whole list, only the countries where you actually have reviews. So this is also something that developers have been asking us for some time.
Sure.
And I'm glad that we've addressed that in this release. Pricing, you can see how this app has been priced. This was a free app. And then details is where you can see app properties, the Zap properties,
all the metadata on the app.
All the metadata on the app. And then products, this is where, in the next version of Windows Phone, you'll be able to add in-app products to your Windows, you know,
got
Windows
it. Phone 8 applications. Right.
So great. So this is a high-level view of the dashboard. So we've talked about the user experience, we've talked about help, community, develop, and we've also talked about the dashboard and reports. Let's submit an app.
Okay.
I'm just going to switch accounts just to make sure that, you know, I don't screw up a commercial account. So, as I said, you know, clicking submit app should take you directly into the submit app workflow.
It looks so much cleaner.
It is. And we really wanted to make submit app more flexible. So this is more of a, you know, hub and spoke model now, as opposed to kind of a wizard model where you can actually go, once you've entered the app info, you can go and change in-app advertising for that app or select different markets for that app independently, as opposed to always going through a sequence.
And you can set different prices for different markets.
Yes, let's get to that later. So
First enter in the app.
Let me just see. I think I'm going to... I already have an app with that name.
I got it.
So let's pick a category. So since my tax profile is already up to date, I can actually now make this a paid app. This is something new with this release, which is you must have an updated tax profile and bank info before you can submit paid apps.
Okay, yes. That makes sense.
Yes. So market distribution, the default is distribute to all markets except those with stricter content rules.
That's actually very simplified from before, because before, if you picked all, you could either pick all countries or you'd have to individually select them all.
Yes.
And you might run into the problem of the fact that if you pick all countries, and that means that the content rules of the stricter countries will apply, and if you failed those stricter content rules, you fail for everything.
Yes.
Which I know is clearly not what people want.
This is definitely a smarter default to have. Now, under more options, you can see whether it's public or whether you want to hide it, whether you want to submit a beta. You can also now update your beta apps, which some of our customers will really
be happy to hear. They weren't happy about that.
Right. And then, so...
automatically publish or manually and pick a time.
Yeah. So then let's save this. So what it's doing in the background is essentially it's creating the different offers, because we've selected essentially all countries except for the ones with stricter content. So that was pretty quick. This is where this is where I can go and update my Zap. So let me just pick sample Zap.
Okay.
Great. So we've now loaded the Zap. One thing that developers will notice is add new. One of the things that we can do now with the new with this release of the Dev Center is you can add multiple Zaps to your submission. This was previously not possible. This feature will really shine when we release the next version. So you can have one submission that has both a Zap that's targeted to Windows Phone 7.1 and then Windows Phone 8.0.
Right, and then developers will be able to individually maintain and support those two different versions.
Right.
Now, let's be clear, you don't have to do that.
If you've built
an app for 7 devices, that app, 8 is designed to run those 7.x applications.
Correct.
What you can do, though, what this means for existing developers is that if you want to build a new application leveraging the features of Windows Phone 8 when 8 is available, you'll be able to submit a new version of that ZAP and yet still maintain and support the two different versions for your two different audiences. This was an issue for us back in the Windows Phone 7.5 timeframe. And I think people still are familiar with that, but we've addressed that now. We are now going to submit and enable the support of these two different versions.
You can give it a ZAP ZAP details. You can give it a ZAP version number. You can select your languages. Here you can, you know, if you have technical exceptions or certification notes, you can add specific keywords per language.
Okay.
You know, developers should be fairly familiar with this. Let's upload some images for this app. One thing that we've changed when it comes to images is that you only have to now submit one tile icon.
Okay.
Not the, you know.
Has it changed to 300 by 300?
Yes. The difference is we do require you to now and give us a 300 by 300 icon.
Okay.
So that we can do the scaling appropriately. So if you are updating your app, we will require you to give us a new icon. So there is a little bit of additional work, but in the long term,
it makes it
much more simpler. So great. So now we've entered our we've uploaded a ZAP and added some metadata. Let's save it. So you'll see that now this thing, the upload and describe your ZAP shows a pencil. This means that there's some key data that's still missing.
Got it.
So let's press review and see what it is that I'm missing. Oh, I'm missing the description of the app. Great.
Could be an important thing.
Could be. This is a test app.
But what's great to note here is that you aren't failing that initial saving process. You're actually letting people save, and then that makes it easier if they don't have all of the information there at that time. They can come back later. The workflow isn't discarded.
Right.
It's much more friendly towards the person who's doing the work.
That is correct. So now, great. So we have all our required information filled in. As you mentioned earlier, you can go add,
in-app Pub
advertising.
Center.
So this account is already connected to Pub Center. So what I can now do is create ad units from within Dev Center.
Wow.
So here's a ad unit one. Let's give it some name. We can generate an ad unit ID and then use it.
Got it.
And the two sizes that are, both sizes are supported, the 480 by 480 and 300 by 50. So that's great. So we're now set. This is something that developers will really enjoy. This is, so great. So initially what I had done was I had given my app a base price of 99 cents, I believe. Yes, 99 cents. And then I had selected the all markets but the ones with stricter content.
Right.
This is now sort of an advanced option for that feature. I can actually come in here and change the prices per country if I felt that, you know, in Armenia, my app should be, you know, $30.99. Maybe that's not very smart, but
sure.
but the fact is that for developers that do understand you know,
the economic circumstances
of various countries, they can actually go do this now.
That's great.
The green icons here signify the countries with stricter content.
Got
it. So they're already unchecked, as you can see. So let's just, great. So let me just save this. Now this is, once again, creating a lot of these offers for all these countries that I have selected. Great, so at this point, I am ready to submit my app. App submission successful, awesome. So let me see what's going on. So I go to lifecycle page, and as you can now see, my app has been is processing submission. It's in progress. And you know, this is where, once it's been published, I can come back and change it, you know, change different details. I can update my existing submission, view reviews as they start to roll in. So this is my sort of my life cycle page for this particular app.
Well, Ash, this is fantastic. I think that developers are going to be really excited about this fresh new experience the fact that we've got expanded registration and payout, but more than anything else, the simplified registration and submission process that is very focused on making their lives much more easy.
Yes. So this is, you know, we're very happy to have released this version of the Dev Center. I will encourage developers to go read what's new in Dev Center document. You know, just take the site for a test drive. Go to the forums and see what things are being discussed. And happy to
the result of a lot of listening to our developer feedback. And so we really encourage you to continue to give us that feedback and let us know what you think. We're here working to make lives easier for our developers. And so, thanks for joining us this week on Inside Windows Phone. And we hope you have a great time developing. Thanks for joining us, Ash.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.